On the basis that you have an enduring power of attorney that has to be activated, what should your attorneys do next?
If that situation arises, your attorneys will need to contact the solicitor who holds the document and discuss with them the process by which it is registered. They will then be guided through the registration process, which can take some time to be implemented. The first thing that has to be done is that an up-to-date medical certificate will have to be obtained from the donor's doctor. This obviously is required so as to ensure there is actually a medical necessity for the enduring power to be registered. On the assumption that that is the case, the attorneys will be asked to sign a number of forms which will confirm that they intend to proceed with an application to register the document. A formal notification of that intention must be served on the donor, on the notice parties who were originally notified when the document was signed in the first place, and on the Registrar of Wards of Court in Dublin, where the Register of Activated Enduring Powers of Attorney is kept. It's necessary for the notice parties to be notified by registered post, and it will be necessary for the solicitor who's dealing with the registration process to complete affidavits of service to confirm that the notice parties were notified correctly. There is a provision in the regulations setting out that a period of 5 weeks must elapse between the service of the formal notification of the intention to register the enduring power and the actual application being lodged for registration. During this notice period, the proposed attorneys will not be able to actively manage the donor's affairs. They will, however, be able to take steps to maintain the donor and prevent loss to the donor's estate, and would also be entitled to maintain themselves and other persons insofar as that is permitted under the Enduring Powers of Attorney Act. The attorneys may also be able to make any personal care decisions permitted under the power that cannot reasonably be deferred until the application has been finalised. The main reason for there being a 5 week notice period is so that if any of the notice parties wish to object to the proposed registration of the document, they will have time to do so. If they are going to object themselves, they will either have to write directly to the solicitor acting for the attorneys, setting out their objections, or else they will have to instruct their own solicitor to do so on their behalf. On the assumption that there are no objections raised to the proposed registration, the solicitor who's acting for the attorneys will arrange for a formal application to be completed on their behalf. That document will have to be signed by the attorneys, and once completed, that application, together with the medical certificate confirming that the donor has become incapable, copies of the notices that were served on the notice parties, as well as the various affidavits of service, and the original enduring power of attorney, are all lodged in the Wards of Court office in Dublin. Once all of that documentation has been lodged, it will be assessed, and if it is all found to be in order, the enduring power of attorney will be registered. When it is registered, a document, which is called a certificate of registration, will be issued, and this then confirms the valid appointment of the attorneys and confirms their entitlement to take charge of all of the donor's affairs from that day on. It's important to note that the document will only entitle the attorneys to deal with the assets of the donor that are in Ireland. It will not automatically entitle them to deal with any foreign assets the donor may have. It's therefore a good idea to find out what the legal requirements are in any other country where you may have assets, in order to see if that country will recognise an Irish enduring power of attorney, or if they have their own form of document you will need to complete. Your solicitor can assist you with this if necessary. When the certificate of registration is received, the attorneys will have to furnish a certified copy of it to all financial institutions where the donor has accounts. A copy will also have to be given to the proprietor of the nursing home where the donor resides, if that is applicable. After all of that has been done, the attorneys will be entitled to begin to access all of the donor's finances and to deal with them as they see fit. They will also be able to sell any property of the donor if they feel that is necessary. If the attorneys have any ongoing queries about how they should act, or if they are entitled to do certain things for the donor, the solicitor who assisted them in having the enduring power of attorney registered will be able to help them with any ongoing queries they may have. Once the enduring power is registered and the various financial institutions and other relevant bodies have been informed, the attorneys should find that they are easily able to manage the donor's affairs with a minimum of difficulty.